Doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Glad to be back with you guys. Anybody else have anything interesting that they want to share about geometry before we talk about last week's class? I'm gonna take that as a no. I think I'm assuming that Kashif is typing his response to me because there's a microphone issue of some sort. So can you text me a quick response to confirm that, Kashif? All right. And Dae, in
In
your
your words,
words, tell me about last Thursday's class when I couldn't get online. Tell me what you guys did, what you guys learned.
Robert would have to went over those questions that you had typed, but I think there were questions. Yeah, there were questions about what we had observed and what we read in that PDF that you gave us about the different sciences that we contribute to, that we created, like
Okay.
vaccines and stuff.
All right, yeah, I heard the beginning of the audio in that class, and I could tell it took a second to get clear what you guys had done before and what I was asking you to do today. Essence, after you guys worked on the reading questions, what did you guys do?
We created questions of our own, curiosities that were developed from the reading.
All right, so how did that process go for you?
It went good. It was pretty, it was a lot. It was a lot that I know that I was, interested in learning after that, after reading the PDF that you gave us.
Yeah, I really like that one. Eshubola, what else you got? I know you guys went over the reading questions, created your own questions, things that you were curious about. What came after that?
We discussed all of what we knew. I mean, yeah, we discussed the questions, and we just basically discussed and thought of ideas and thought of some of the contributions that we have given to science.
Okay, Kashif, is there anything else from last Thursday's class that's worth mentioning to me since I wasn't here?
I just basically learned a lot more about the PDF that you gave us, and I found out that I found out more about life sciences and what they did.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. I don't know if he got a chance to mention it, but the bibliography at the end of the reading is a really good resource. Like if you're kind of into it and you want to look into some more things relating to us and the sciences, the bibliography for that is kind of like the who's who of things related to Africans and science. So keep that so that you can refer back to it if you ever need to or if you want to ever do more research. So what did he end the class with? Were there any tasks that he asked you to do or any things, for the transition to the next topics that he discussed?
We had to read
Yeah.
Evan Rossi's portion after the contributions list.
Okay, so you had to read the part about the Western versus traditional medicine?
Yes. Oh, that's also something we did during class too. We were having a discussion about traditional versus Western medicine and our cultural essence and stuff like that.
All right. We're definitely going to get back to that in one of our classes together because that's my life right there. Like that's one of my loves, my interests. When I went into college, I was planning to get a medical degree and a PhD focusing on studying the effectiveness of natural medicine treatments because I had watched my grandmother, go have these strokes and high blood pressure and diabetes, and she literally had a cardboard box that was about maybe 6 by maybe about 12 by 12 inches that was full of medicine bottles, and I could never understand like why she was okay taking medicines to help heal the side effects of the other medicines because the doctor told her to, and she wouldn't try other things. So like a lot of what I've done in life kind of started out with that conversation between traditional and Western medicine. So because it's something that's so connected to me and something that I feel so deeply about, we'll definitely go back to that conversation as we move through, because it's going to be irrelevant a lot while we're talking about the chemistry of the body. And you know, when we get into, especially during the second half of the school year, when we're looking at the effects of outside things on the body. So I'm sad that I missed that conversation Thursday, but I know we're going to come back to it quite a bit. Essence, is there anything that he asked you guys to do for homework or in preparation for today?
Yes, he wanted us to do research on melanin.
All right, cool. Eshibola, did you have a chance to do that?
Mm-mm, no.
How about you and I?
No, I didn't know we were supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, how about you, Kashif?
No, I didn't know that was homework.
Okay, cool. No worries. All right. So maybe today we can kind of do some conversation, exploration, a little self-discovery when it comes to the topic of melanin. I have to say, we were just talking to Baba Wakesa about this morning. I've had an interesting kind of experience the first few weeks of this class. And, you know, I don't know if you've heard this from other teachers or your parents, but you should have. Oftentimes when we teach, we learn more than you guys do in the process of teaching. And I've always been the kind of teacher where I need things organized and laid out and planned in advance. And with this class, I keep running into these snags, like the technology will break down on me, not break down, so to speak, but not do what I need it to do. And like I've had these obstacles, these hurdles come in my way. And I realized this morning, I was up really, really early getting ready for you guys. And the stuff that I was preparing to teach you guys about melanin, like nothing, I couldn't upload anything to the wiki. I couldn't even get into the wiki. And I realized later, like, all this stuff was happening on purpose to teach me some things as a teacher to kind of evolve and improve my character and make me more flexible as a teacher. So today, what I had planned, I realized, isn't what we were supposed to do. We're supposed to have a more, you know, organic and open conversation rather than me jumping into teacher mode and doing activities and teaching you about melanin. We need to start out today kind of seeing where we are in our understanding. And I say our because it's something that I've really wanted to study and research, but I've never got into at the level that I wanted to. So I'm going to do that with you guys. Like as I'm teaching you and sharing with you about what it is, what it does, I'm going to get more in depth in my understanding, which is something that I really wanted to do. So we're going to start out today. I think Essence is going to be our expert, so to speak, if she feels comfortable with it, because she's done some research, which she sent me by email I saw on melanin. And then you guys are also going to kind of share what you think and know. Yebo?
Yebo.
Yeah, babe.
All right. So, you know what? I don't think I want to do this in conversation. Real quick, before we even talk to each other about it, can you send me just on the text chat what you think melanin is and your understanding, not what you think, your understanding of what melanin is and your understanding of what it's used for. And actually, can you not? Don't send it to me on the class text chat. Send it to me individually so I can get a look at what you know or where your understanding is without it being influenced by somebody else's understanding. You got me?
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't want this to be extensive. This is not like a 10-minute type of activity. This is like 3 or 4 minutes. Just what do you think, what is your understanding of what melanin is? And what is your understanding of its purpose? So I'm going to set my timer for 4 minutes and send it individually to me in the text chat.
Oh, private message. Okay.
I think that is what I mean privately, just to Mama Fanta.
Hey, wake up.
I just want to reiterate, like, don't take the 4 minutes that I'm giving you to Google melanin. I just want you to tell me from you what your understanding of what it is and what it's used for. All right, I've got 3 responses so far. Thank you. You got about 30 more seconds if you have anything else to add or anyone who hasn't responded.
It won't let me open up a private chat with you.
All right, I'll see if I can open it with you and then you can respond.
Okay. Can you do that one more time?
And did you get it this time, Essence?
Yes, but it's not letting me, like, I don't know what's going on.
All right, I'll see if I can get an answer to that. And, you know, you are someone who did research earlier because you sent it to me. So I'm going to share verbally some of your classmates' responses, and then you can just respond verbally and I'll while I'm waiting to get an answer about what's going on with your text chat.
Okay. Wait, you want me to read it right now?
No, let me read the other ones first, and I'm going to have you go last.
Okay.
Let me make sure nobody added anything after I looked at it. All right, so we have a skin property that allows people to absorb nutrients and perform awesome feats of African proportions. We have a substance that people of color have inside of them that's like cells. I think that means like it multiplies. Also, the amount of color you have in your complexion coincides with the amount of melanin your body, skin, hair, and hair produces. That's it. Okay, so that's what your classmates have given so far, Essence. Share what you think, your understanding of what melanin is and what purpose it serves.
Okay, so let me unmute my microphone so that I can see what I wrote.
Sounds good.
Give me 1 second. Oh, okay. Okay, so I wrote that melanin is a dark brown pigment that is responsible for the color of your hair, skin, and iris. Melanin is produced in the pineal gland, which is located in the brain. The process of melanin production is triggered by the sun.
Can you repeat?
Can you say it again?
Oh, yeah. Yes, hold on 1 second. I just went out of it. Okay. Melanin is a dark brown pigment that is responsible for the color of your hair, skin, and iris. Melanin is produced in the pineal gland, which is located in the brain. The process of melanin production is triggered by the sun.
Beautiful. That is like absolute best initial overview for us to start our conversation about melanin. Thank you, Essence. All right. So from Essence's description, melanin is something that's in your skin, it's in your hair, it's in the irises of your eye. So when you're looking at your eyes and you see that color around the black dot in the center, for most of us the color is brown, that's your iris. There's melanin in that aspect of your eye. And then she said that it's produced in the pineal gland and its production is related to the absorption of sun. So the amount of melanin in our skin has a connection to the amount of sun that we're exposed to. And it's a little more complicated than that, and we'll get into it, but that's a really good basic beginning point. So the first thing, like I said, today we're going to kind of express our understandings, have some conversation, and get into kind of where we are in our thinking before I get into like teaching you some specific information that I want you to take away from this class. So I want questions now, kind of like you did on the reading last Thursday with Baba Wakessa. I want to know what questions you have, what curiosities you have about melanin. Nyebo?
Yes.
All
right. And you guys, let me say this, is a little off topic but on topic. I consider you the experts when it comes to the format of this class. Now, of course, I'm learning things. I'm bringing in my own experiences from using technology in the classroom. But 5 days a week, you guys are online, and you have the blessing of having, you know, the knowledge and expertise of all your teachers shared with you. And I want you to be clear that as much as I teach you, you will teach me, and I want it to be purposeful. So I would like your input when we're doing work about the best ways of sharing information. So, you know, like Baba Wakesa has given me all the different, you know, sites and things that we have accessible to use to share information. But you guys are in the midst of it, and you know what works, what kind of shuts down and get hinky sometimes, what things have worked really well, the teachers you've worked with. So please share your input. Whenever I ask for it, about the most effective ways for us to use this technology. So with that in mind, me asking you for your questions and curiosities, what do you guys think is the best format for you to share that with me? Putting it on the wiki space, a page on the wiki space, sharing it in a text chat right now, considering what we're doing, what do you guys think?
I think we should just put it in the text chat.
Anybody have a different thought?
Wait, what did she say?
Put it in the text chat.
Oh, yeah. I was going to that.
Okay. So that's my opinion too, actually. You guys kind of just confirmed it for me, but I wanted to be sure, like, there was nothing that you guys experienced that's more effective. So, and also, please feel free to bring it up. If we're using a specific format for something, if you don't feel comfortable just saying out loud, like, Mama Fonta, I think it would be better if we did it this way, like, send me a quick message. Like, you know, I don't want to interrupt class, but I think it might be more effective if we use this format or method rather than the one you're suggesting. I won't get offended by any of those things because it's going to help our class, you know, grow and work effectively. So with that in mind, please, by the text chat and the whole class text chat, not the individual ones, share with me your questions and curiosities about this thing called melanin. I set my timer for 2 minutes, and if you find we need more time than that, you can let me know at the 2 minute mark. Those are some great questions. Wow. Like, y'all are the business. Y'all are the real deal. Okay. So my own personal questions are like literally the same as yours. I have questions, like I mentioned, in us sharing and me teaching you what I know about melanin from a chemical and biological perspective, I have more questions connected to that, you know, the concept of as above, so below, or as below, so above. So like, if this molecule is so powerful in its physical manifestation, like I wonder about things like that, like you guys asked, is there a connection between the amount of melanin in your body and your higher consciousness? Is there a connection between your, as Essence said, you know, the level or the amount of clairvoyance that you have? And then also, I'm very much personally interested in things related to nutrition in your body. So is there a connection? Not is there a connection, because I'm confident that there is one, but what exactly is the connection between what you eat and the amount of melanin produced in your body? So when our class is over, or maybe even during it, if I can pull it off, I'm going to make a chart of what you guys know, what you guys have questions about, and it's going to be on our Wiki Space page. And then once we've gone through our lessons on melanin, then we'll look at what you guys learned from it. So you'll have a document that kind of shares with you, you know, what that process was, what you knew coming in, what you wanted to know, and then how much you learned. And with your questions, one of the blessings of being able to teach with Aya is that I don't have to, you know, we're not following a textbook chapter by chapter, page by page. So I can kind of guide our learning process, not just with what I want to share with you, but with your questions also. So I'll make sure, in preparation for what we do, that I bring, that I find some information on some of the things that you guys have questions about, some of the references. And I want you to do the same. Like, if this has kind of sparked an interest, because we're going to be looking at it for our focus is going to be on melanin for the next couple of weeks. If you find things that you want to share with us, you know, kind of be prepared for that. Like, you know, grab stuff, website links and things. And I'll always save time in our conversation for the things that you guys have found out and learned. Because as I said, you're probably going to teach me as much as I teach you, if not more. Is there anything else anybody wanted to add to the questions, knowing that I'm going to like look into answering those questions to the best of my ability?
No. Okay.
I'm about to
Yeah, feel free to type it in. Now I'm going to, the next part of this conversation, I'm going to take a little detour from the, you know, the chemistry and the biology, because, you know, when I think about myself, right, my life and the times in my life where there was either questions that I had about melanin or an interest that I had, like real quick, short version. Most of you guys have met me and you know that I'm a very fair skin color, right? And when I was young, I used to have real issues with my skin color. You know, my mother and my father raised me to be very aware of my history, my culture, where I came from. My, you know, both of my parents are from here. My family, I think on both sides of my family, I've got one ancestor from the Caribbean, but everybody else has been here for the last like 300 years or so, meaning in the United States. So my parents were very conscientious about, you know, teaching me about the history of our ancestors and being clear about where I came from. Not necessarily from a spiritual perspective, that didn't come into play until my own journey, but just knowing about history. And I always kind of, I was one of those like really thinking too much children. So when I'm listening to my parents talk to me and have me read about and learn about my history and culture, and even my mother was very conscientious when I was little, even though I didn't really like dolls, she always bought dolls of a darker skin color. Like she remembered those studies from the 60s on how children kind of lean towards the whiter dolls, no matter what their cultural background was, when they were given the choice between a doll that looked European or a doll that looked African, they would choose the European one. So my mom is thinking about these things as she's raising me. So all of my dolls were, dolls that looked of African descent. But one of the things that happened with that was because I didn't look like that, I developed some internal issues when it came to my skin color. Like, okay, if I'm African and being African is great and being dark skinned is beautiful, like, am I as great as everybody else? Because I don't have that dark skin color, right? So, like, I developed not anything major, but like some really deep thought processes, like, okay, what's going on with me that I don't have the same amount of melanin as the people around me? Does that say anything about who I am as an African person, because I chemically, my body doesn't contain this high amount of melanin that would give me this darker skin color, that would have these other attributes related to melanin. So it was really always of interest to me to get an understanding of like what it meant to be someone of African descent, because no matter how light my skin color is, you can see it very clearly in my features, in my hair. But when I was a child, like, I had some hangups with that, and it got me into learning a little bit more about melanin and the aspects of its functioning in the body, learning that it's in more than just your skin and your hair. It's a compound that's in your brain and part of its brain functioning. But I brought that up because the things that we're learning about, though it's a science class, it overlaps into different and other areas of your life. And it overlaps into more social things also. And I don't want our conversation to be limited to only the chemical and the biological. You know, the things that come up, like issues that we have as a community related to skin color, because our chemical foundation in terms of skin color is related to melanin, like it plays out in a lot of other ways, shapes, and forms. And it also, you know, there's connections between what we're doing in our history classes, because for me, that conversation that I was talking about with myself about what it means for me to be African and look like I do, when I was young, probably from about age 8 to age 12, I had some real issues tied to my skin color in terms of where it came from. You know, my family happens, as I mentioned, I don't have any ancestry that wasn't from the United States, you know, other than that one ancestor on both sides that was from the Caribbean. They actually were both from Barbados, interestingly enough. But my European ancestors were only, you know, the Europeans that owned the plantations that my ancestors worked on. So it wasn't like there was, you know, this loving relationship between people of other cultures that brought about my skin color. Like, it tied directly back to the subjugation of my people. And I would even at times have issues looking in the mirror, like we're understanding where it came from and, you know, things of that nature. So I want us to include these kinds of things in our conversation about melanin, because it relates to everything related to us as a people, not just our biology and our chemistry, but our social connections and things of that nature. And I've been talking for a second. So does anybody have any questions or comments or things they want to share from all of that I just said?
I have one. I was watching a video from an African psychologist, Dr. Umar Johnson. I don't know if anybody heard of him, but he was talking about how people look at, in the African community, we always look at lighter-skinned people thinking that we have a superior mindset or a superior cortex or something. I forgot what he said at first, but then he was saying, in truth, a lot of light-skinned people have an inferior mindset or complex or something. And instead of, and dark skinned people usually have a superior instead of an inferior. Well, yeah, that's what he was saying. And then he said society pushes the lighter skin because that it helps to separate us from unifying and be working together, and we automatically trust lighter skinned people than we trust darker skinned people because media, Europeans always push the idea that the lighter you are or the lighter something is, the more you can trust it. And the idea has been leaked into our brains, and in truth, you can see that people of lighter skin do have a inferior mindset because of what we learn, especially like in people that are conscious. I think that lighter skin people do have a sometimes a depressive moment when they're learning all this information, because we're like, well, all the great Africans, weren't they dark skinned people? Weren't we all dark skinned back, you know, in the ancient times? But as I began to learn more, I personally went through this too, but as I began to learn more, I even studied people of the Kalahari Desert. They didn't have European blood in them, and they were naturally lighter skinned. And that was due to the environment they grew in, which is in the Kalahari Desert. So, and they're one of the most ancient races still alive on this planet. So I think that people shouldn't look at African as a regular African as this dark skinned person who is, you know, has this really strong form and they're tough and they're just, you know, what we consider to be truly African. Nowadays, we should look more of each person that represents the ethics, the morals, the culture of Africa. Am I being clear? Do you understand?
Very clear. Very clear. Essence?
Yes, my microphone just glitched, so if you hear background noise, that's, sorry about that, but I guess I'll say something though. Anyway, it's I think that it's really interesting. I never really thought of it thought of that as being a potential problem for someone, like, because I always like looked at it like people when they, I don't know how to put this, like when they like put images of African people around their house and they try to give like a child support and like in their like make them feel I don't know how to explain this, like I don't know, like they just, I just never like looked at it as the flip side where you could feel away because you were lighter than someone else. And so I think that's important for people to think of, because people don't think about that a lot. They just think of trying to make you feel good because you're dark, you're darker, okay.
No, I understand completely what you're saying. We're with you.
No, I know, but it's echoing and stuff.
Oh, okay. It's not echoing for us.
Oh, okay. Hold on one second. Let me check my settings.
No, it sure. Was just because, Mama Fanta, you had your mic open, so while she was talking, Essence was hearing the echo from your mic.
Oh, gotcha. I'll watch my finger. Okay, well, I know what she mentioned is when I had a conversation with my mother about it in my teenage years, she was like floored because it had never occurred to her. You know, like Essence mentioned, it's really important to make sure that you give young people that view, where you show them, you know, images of people of African descent, where you surround them with those toys and those dolls. I believe very much in that. I have two daughters myself, and I did, and even with everything that I experienced with my being an overthinker, I still did the same thing with my daughters. Like, we didn't do the whole Disney princess thing for multiple reasons, not just because of the skin color, but the whole marketing commercialism thing too. Like, you know, they didn't have that kind of stuff surrounding them when they were little. Their dolls, their toys, there was a lot of you know, confirmation about self, who they are as a people. So I feel like even with the things that I went through kind of processing it, like, I think that processing process was necessary, and to the point that I did the same thing with my own children, who, of course, you know, didn't end up with the same kind of issues developed. But I think it's important because in society, we are overwhelmed with images of, you know, people of European descent, even, you know, those of us who are African, those of us who are from Central and South America, those of us who are from Asia. They even lean towards having a lighter version of those of us as a people in the media. So as Essence mentioned, it's really important to give. Disconnected from your channel. Oh, we lost her for a minute. It's really important to give that that other image, to see dark-skinned people of Africa, to see dark-skinned people of Asia, to see the dark-skinned people of South and Central America. Your channel is recording. To, you know, support and to build, and like it becomes extremely important. And I think we just need to be aware of, you know, that process, and not to avoid having a child of a lighter skin color who is of African descent, not trying to avoid that process for them, because I think it's important, but to be aware of it, to be prepared to support them through it, to give understand. Like, as I got older, you know, as I said, I learned the impact in your brain, in your hair, in your eyes, that it's not just about skin color. And I like what Eshubola said about character, that, you know, just having African things around you and being of a dark skin color is not the only definition of who you are as an African. Your character, how you live your life, what your practices are, that's kind of what made me okay with things and not to have that internal battle anymore, because I realized being African was much more than just a dark skin color. Any thoughts or questions or comments, Ndaye, Kashif?
No, not really.
Sounds good. And then Eshubola, that video you said you were watching, the name was Dr. Umar who?
Johnson.
I thought that's what you said. I just didn't write it down quick enough. All right. So going back to our conversation about melanin, I want you to take, let's say, maybe like 5 minutes. Hold on.
I have a question.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
What do you think about, like, how Dr. Sabi says that melanin doesn't exist?
That it doesn't exist?
Yes, Dr. Sabi, when he said, like, have you ever heard him say that? Like, he says melanin doesn't exist, it's just carbon or something?
Yes, and what we're going to probably next week, or maybe later in Thursday's class, we're going to get into the chemical structure of melanin. So, like, what elements it's made out of, and you'll get a kind of an understanding of why he says that. So it's kind of like saying that water doesn't exist, but there's hydrogen and oxygen. I don't know if that's
okay.
So in organic molecules, like molecules that are in living things, whether they be plant, animal, bacteria, they're all carbon-based. So the majority of the molecules in living things are based in carbon, and I mean a lot of carbon. So if you're going to compare the amount of nitrogen and oxygen and hydrogen to carbon, there's much more carbon in our structures. So the melanin molecule, it's a complex molecule, and it's mostly carbon. That was a great question. Any other question? So what I would like you to do, because we're kind of in inquiry discovery mode, I want you to pick one of the questions that you had, like one of your personal questions, and I want you to take like maybe 5 minutes, 5 to 7, I'm thinking 5, but if you guys need a couple more minutes, we can do 7, to see if you can find an answer to your question. So pick one question, either the one that's like really on you, like you really want to know the answer, or the one that you think you can most easily find information about online. Because you have to think of it from that perspective too. Because some of our questions, we might not be able to find information about online. It's going to take some deeper digging, and I'm going to pull out some books and references for you guys. But right now, I kind of want to take a few minutes for you guys to do some self-discovery. So choose one of your questions and then hop online and see if you can find some answers to your question. And then I want you to share it with us on the text chat. Just cut and paste when you share it on the text chat. Just cut and paste the question and then either a link or just a couple of comments on what you found. Yebo?
Yebo.
Yebo.
Sorry, I'm pulling in my Kilombo speak. Everybody understand?
Yes.
All right, so I'm about to set my timer so that I don't get caught up in my own personal research and lose track. So it's 11:37 by my clock. But at 11:42, I want to see your responses. And if you feel like you're really into it and you just haven't had a chance to pull it together and we need more time, you let me know. Actually, once you select the question that you're going to look up, give me a shout out and tell me what question you're going to look at. So like within the next minute, let me know what question you're going to look for the answer to. All right, it's 11:42. Who needs more time?
Me, I just got back from the bathroom.
All right, everybody else, anyone need more time?
A little bit, yes.
All right, we're going to check back in about 2 minutes. Make sure you have, even if you don't have everything that you wanted to find, let me know. We'll talk about what you found so far.
All right. All right, I want a quick check-in, and just if you could share with me, just through the text chat, a couple of quick bulletin points that you found so far, just so that I know where you are.
You guys are getting some great stuff. Looks like Indaya found the question to her answer completely. Kashif, too, looks like he's got a clear answer to his question. Eshubola's question, when you're talking about, level of higher consciousness, I think that's just going to be an ongoing conversation and question for researchers over the year, looking at, the depth to which our higher consciousness is connected to the pineal gland and the production of melanin there.
This one dude was talking about pseudoscience, and I decided not to read it.
I couldn't hear you.
This one dude was talking about pseudoscience, and I decided not to read that article. Because saying pseudoscience itself is basically saying, oh, it's just fake. But I don't believe that.
Got you. And I was actually thinking about that while you guys started your research. It's going back to a conversation from earlier, a couple of weeks ago, and looking at not just any source that gives you an answer, but looking at, the perspective the source is coming from. So, Essence, when you left, I don't think I ever saw clearly which question you were looking at.
You actually answered my question. I think you thought I was asking you, but I was because I had never put in my question about neuromelanin.
Got it. I'm with you now. You guys are going to be like the melanin experts when we're done. So while you guys are continuing, because I know some of you are still pulling some more information, as you're finishing up, one of the things that has come to mind for me while you guys are doing this research and sharing what you're finding is the connections across, all areas of life and study. And just like I was mentioning, the personal and social implications of learning about melanin, in my own personal life, you have as Eshubola just stated so absolutely perfectly at this moment, that he's related to his carpet. It's a molecule that is in everything, so to speak. So, for example, you've got melanin in your skin, you've got melanin in your hair, in your eyes, in your brain. There is melanin in plants, there is melanin in other animals. Most living things have some form of melanin. I mean, even in fungi, in mushrooms, there's melanin. And according to the reference that Eshubola's mentioned, it's in the stars, it's in comets, it's a molecule that, I'd be interested to look into that even more, because melanin is an organic molecule, and there's a lot of study about sciences not having found organic or living things in space, so to speak. So I'm interested to look into that, the how they found melanin in stars and comets and things of that nature. But it's everywhere, and it's kind of like indicative for me of most of the things that we're going to study in the course of this year. You can connect the things that you're learning to every aspect of your life. So, I mean, I could literally teach an entire semester long class just based on this one molecule and look at its historical implications. So, looking at the effects of the scientifically different amounts of melanin in different peoples over time and those relationships in society, we can look at medicinal aspects. We can look at, how could it be used, considering its purposes and what it's used for in its body, how it can be used for healing. We can look at its connection to astronomy. There's so many things that we could do with it and learn from it. And I kind of want you guys to look at that perspective and everything you learn about. Your brain has an interesting way of retaining and remembering things. And one of the best ways to get your brain to remember something is to connect it to something you already know. So sometimes when you have new concepts, thinking about how they could possibly connect to other areas of your life will, and other areas of study will allow your brain to remember it in a way that you might not have if it was just a matter of memorizing a fact. So I want us to have these conversations and look at the different areas and ways that we can connect what we're studying to other things. So I want to take a second really quickly. Have any new questions come up for you guys after looking through the material? You can just verbalize them out loud. You don't necessarily have to type them. All right. So can I safely take the silence to assume that there's no new questions, just the same ones you had before?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, essence is thinking, and thinking is important, and thinking time is always allowed. So take your time and jump in when you are ready with your thoughts.
I also have to say, you guys should check out this Black Consciousness website that I'm on. It's really cool.
The one that you put the link to?
Yes.
Okay.
They have a police brutality report page, global black news. It's really cool.
Got you. I will look when class is over. I'll look into the site and who's running it and what kind of good stuff they have here. Okay. Give me a moment to switch gears really quickly. Okay. So our objective, so to speak, is for you guys by the end of just this lesson. Our objective for this lesson, hold on 1 second. I need to take it off of push to talk. Hold on real quick. All right, so for a moment, I need to be able to switch back and forth on my computer and talk to you guys at the same time. All right, so like our focus for today, like our objective for today is for you guys to be able to explain the significance of melanin to people of African descent. So I want to kind of check in with our objective before we continue our conversation, because we're only going to be together about 15 more minutes. So, Kashif, why do you think melanin this molecule is significant to people of African descent? Why is it important to us?
It changes the way our skin color transforms when we from a baby into a grown person.
Okay, Essence, what can you add to that? How is the melanin molecule significant to us as African people?
I think that melanin played a big role in all of the things that our ancestors accomplished, and things like building the pyramids and stuff like that, things that have no explanation. And when I think of melanin, I think of all of the things that can't be explained. Like, they've never been performed with people that lack melanin. So I think that it definitely had a lot to do with all of the great accomplishments that our people have done.
And Daye, what do you have to add to that?
I like what Essence said, that it seems like melanin could be the explanation to things that can't be explained till this day. The pyramids are there, but people till this day can't explain how it happens. I feel like how it happened or how we were able to create that. I think melanin is close. I think that it is that it's important to African people because we are the representation of what that is outside, physically, and for us to understand it is really important.
I hear you and agree. Essence made me think also back in the day when I was just starting to learn really in depth about our people's history and our history or our story, and understanding that there were physiological differences. One of my fascinations was with astronomy, and that our ancestors were able to map the heavens without the use of a telescope, and that the detail to which they had mapped out where stars and galaxies and things were, weren't replicated until Europeans had telescopes. They could not see the depth to which we could see the stars in the heavens. And I thought about that, and there's some science, there's research to back that up, that our ability to see that far and that clearly had something to do with the melanin content in our irises, in our vision, and our increased visual acuity came from melanin. That was one of the first kind of revelations that I had about the importance of this molecule in us as a people historically. So I definitely feel you, ladies. Eshubola, anything else to add to that on the end?
Kind of took everything I was going to say, but really, I just think it's amazing that we are, that knowledge circles back around. Because we were conscious of this back in Africa, but then it's circling back around so that we're conscious about it now. And we are going to be able to do so much more once we really figure out what all we can do, because I think this is just the beginning. We're just tapping into this, and the rate at which we're moving, I think it's just going to be awesome. Yeah.
I think I have to agree with you there. Give me a moment, my computer's being a little funny. Okay, I think what I wanted to do is not gonna be possible because of how my web browser is loading. So I am going to, one of the things that we're gonna do is kind of deal with things in a cyclical fashion. So I will introduce concepts to you, ask you to share and respond to them, and then they're going to come up again later, and I'll ask you to share and respond for multiple reasons. Sometimes it will be to see the progression in your knowledge base and your understanding of information that we discuss or look at. Sometimes it will be to help clarify new topics by using old ones to explain them. Like we're gonna circle through a lot. So one of the times that that's going to happen is with today's objective, explaining the significance of the melanin molecule to people of African descent. So your homework tomorrow is basic homework, not tomorrow, sweetheart, tonight. Your homework tonight is going to be to give me a written response to that. So I want you to explain to me in your own words, after what we've just shared individually, after what we've looked at today in class, I want you to explain to me the significance of the melanin molecule to people of African descent. And then later, after we're done with our entire unit on melanin, you're going to go back to the same question or the same statement and respond again. And you'll be able to look at the progression in your understanding over this unit. And because we've only got 10 minutes left in class and my browser isn't working properly, we're going to end class 10 minutes early, have our appreciate, well, any, clear on any questions or concerns you guys have, do appreciations, and then you guys can step up for lunch a little bit earlier. So let's start off with questions. Are there any questions and concerns about today's class?
Can you type the homework? I kind of don't hear you.
All right, I will do that while we're continuing. Are there any other questions about today's class? All right, next, are there any questions that you have about this class in general? I've had a little bit of technology struggle that hopefully will be remedied at the end of this week. So I have tons of information for you guys that I need to put up on the wiki. Is there anything that you need to know about expectations, things you need for class that have come to mind and you haven't gotten answers about yet? All right. Go ahead and think while I type the homework statement for Kashif. Oh, you know what? That is a question that I have. I'm sorry. So was somebody else about to speak?
No.
All right, cool. That's a question that I have. Assignment submission. So, as I said, you guys are more experts on this format than I am. Do any of... Do you have a preference, or do you find more effective a specific way of submitting assignments? So actually, let me reword that. That was way too complicated. What do you feel like is the most effective way for submitting written assignments?
No. I say we do it on the wiki page, and then when in time for class, we just ask for the homework, and then we'll put it inside the text chat.
I think email for me.
Yeah, email.
What are you thinking, Dai?
I could email to you. Well, really, the difference is, do you want the homework by tonight?
No, tomorrow night.
Okay, because email is just, I think email is a better way to do it by a certain time, but if we just have to have it, then I think we should do it on the wiki space.
Okay, explain to me what the difference is for you guys in submitting by email versus the wiki.
I don't even know how to work the wiki, so Babu Okesa said he was going to explain it to me. That's why I've been emailing all my teachers the homeworks.
All right. Eshubola, what do you feel is the difference between submitting by email and submitting by onto the wiki, just in terms of what you have to do?
Oh, for email, I don't know if you got it. And if I just put it in the class, then I can just give it to you, and then it's up to you to get it back.
Okay. So in terms of logistics, it's pretty much the same amount of effort in terms of sending it as an email attachment or in an email text versus posting it on the wiki?
Yeah, pretty much. You just have to, well, because first you type out your assignment, and then when you send it in TeamSpeak, when you're in class, it's kind of like sending an instant email. So an email, you know the teacher's there, so they're going to get the thing, and you have confirmation they got it. And then the email, you have to wait until the next class, or you have to wait until they send you a reply message to make sure they got it. That's just my personal preference.
Okay, and then the work that you do on your wiki is saved in your individual student folders, correct?
Yeah.
I don't even think I have a folder yet.
Okay, I'm sure you do, and I'll check in with Baba Wakesa, you know, to make sure that that happens for you soon, that that tutorial. Kashif, do you know how to submit work through the wiki?
Yes.
Can you type your answer? I couldn't hear you.
I say yes.
Okay. All right. So for now, I'll take it either way, especially since Essence doesn't have the resources to be able to submit it on the wiki. And then as we move forth and everybody's on the same place technologically, then I'll, you know, there'll be times when I need it by email, and then there'll be times when it's specifically I want it on the wiki, and I'll be clear about what my expectations are. But for now, either is fine. And if you're submitting it on the wiki, you can, when we come together in class, like on Thursday, you know, send me the link. That's completely acceptable. All right. Any other questions or concerns before we move on to appreciations? All right. Well, my appreciation this week or today is very simple. I appreciate you guys and the things that you are teaching me not only like specific information about how to, you know, use the technology, but the things that you are teaching me from you sharing your thoughts and questions and then working with you guys is developing aspects of my character that I'm really appreciating. And I appreciate you guys for that. Essence?
Would you mind coming back to me?
No problem, sweetie. Eshubola.
Okay. I appreciate this whole topic of melanin. I appreciate getting to know everybody's interest inside. I think we all have a similar interest. And I appreciate Mama Fonte, you being an awesome science teacher and really being able to be flexible and teach us in a way that is best for everybody.
Ashe, and I?
Well, I appreciate learning new things about melanin today because some things I really did not know, and I just appreciate it because it gave me a lot more information than I knew. I also appreciate you, Mama Fanta, for being so hands-on, even though we are using computers, but it seems like you're really working with us to understand what we need to learn at the same time while you're learning too.
Ashe, y'all are making me smile. Kashif, appreciations?
I appreciate learning about Melanie because I really didn't know where Melanie came from until today and how it's formed into your body. And I also appreciate you, Mama Fonte, for like taking time, even though this class is like going slow for the first couple of weeks. So I appreciate you all staying in there helping us out.
Ashe, Essence, it is your turn now.
User in your channel timed out.
So do y'all think it's a coincidence that it shut down? Let's give her a moment to come back before we part ways.
Okay.
And while we're waiting to see if she comes in on the wiki, once I can get back in and be able to edit again, I'm going to put up a link on today's lesson for like a little like KWL chart on the information that you guys gave me that you knew about melanin before we started, the things that you wanted to learn. And then later on, we're going to add to that the things that you learn and share at the end of the unit. All right. Welcome back, Essence. Your appreciations.
I appreciate hearing what everybody else's thoughts about melanin. And I also appreciate you for allowing us to choose our areas of interest and do further research in those areas.
Ashe, well, today has been a good class, and I appreciate hearing what you guys had to say, your questions, your interest, and I'm going to incorporate that in what we do in the rest of our unit on melanin, and I look forward to getting into it like in depth on Thursday. And I answered Essence's question. We are going to still share those scientist presentations. And next class period, I'm going to discuss with you how we're going to do that and the way that we're going to share and give feedback. All right, well, you guys enjoy the rest of your day, and I will see you slash hear you on Thursday.
Hi.
Okay, you too.
User in your channel stopped recording. User in your channel stopped recording.